Welcome to the Work, Wealth, and Travel Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole, and this podcast is your guide to start creating a lifestyle by design. From entrepreneurship, money and finance, taxes and residencies, and everything in between, this show highlights the nuances of a true global citizen lifestyle. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Work, Wealth, and Travel Podcast. In today's episode, I sit down with Anya Haloma. She herself is a world traveler who has helped thousands of heart-centered individuals align with their ideal clients to attract wealth, health, love, mental health, and spiritual wealth. She herself is a manifesting millennial, a spiritual and integration mentor, plant medicine facilitator, among so many other certifications, along with a law of attraction master, which we definitely touch on in this episode. We talk a lot about the spiritual side of entrepreneurship and success. She is also a two-time best-selling author of her books and is the host of the Awaken Your Inner Alchemy podcast. Let's get right into today's episode. Anya, welcome to the Work, Wealth, and Travel podcast. I am so excited to have you here today to chat about entrepreneurship and spirituality and, of course, travel. But before we dive in, please share a little bit more about your story, your journey, and what it has looked like for you to get to where you are today.
Thank you so much for having me, Nicole. I'm so excited to be here. Yes, so my name is Anya Haloma, and I am a spiritual as well as integration mentor, as well as medicine woman. I'm a world traveler. I currently reside in Medellin, Colombia, which I absolutely love. Yeah, so I started off having to grow up really quickly. My dad was in a work accident when I was super young. I was 10 years old. We're immigrants to the U.S., and I had to start going to all of the doctor's offices, legal offices, translating things, like learning no words any 10-year-old should learn. And just really starting to have to like grow up quick, like quote unquote, be the man of the house, so to say. And that led me to years of lots of trauma around my dad, around me having to grow up quickly, feeling like I got my childhood robbed and taken away from me. And because of this, I knew I had to, like, one of our incomes got taken away. So I knew I had to, like, pick up the slack and, like, start making money really quickly. So I graduated high school early. I graduated university early. And I started working in corporate America at 17 years old, my first bachelor's at 19. And by the time I was, like, 25, more or less, I was really sick at that point, like, suffering an entire decade of just sickness. Anxiety, depression, insomnia. I was allergic to almost every single food. I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't hold any food down. I was going blind. Doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. On top of so many other things, addictions, eating disorders, so many things, just so many things wrong with me. And it came to a point in my career where I'm like, you know what? My health is the most important thing. Like, if I don't have my health, I don't have anything else. And I was going to doctors on doctors and no one could figure out what was wrong with me, or they just numbed me and gave me some more pills. And they're like, oh, yeah, you'll get better. And it wasn't working for a long time. Like, I was on these pills and just trying to get better. And I came to a point where I was just pretty much sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so I went into my doctor's office one day and I'm like, you know what? I have enough. I quit. In 2 weeks, I sold my car, sold my apartment, moved everything in storage, and bought a one-way ticket to Thailand. And that just kind of opened up my world of travel and entrepreneurship. Because for the first time ever, I was relying on my own entrepreneurship. I wasn't working for anyone. I just quit my job. Thankfully, my background's in graphic design and marketing, so it was really easy to transition into the online world. I had a bunch of freelance clients already. I ended up starting an agency. And it was really easy to transition into that. And while traveling, life abroad is a lot more inexpensive than life in the U.S. So I started going to more yoga classes, meditation classes, breathwork sessions, because I had more spending money in Thailand than I would have in the U.S. And that just kind of opened up my world of spirituality and self-healing myself. Within months, like, I felt it was super, super quick while it was happening, but within a few months, I was able to start healing myself in ways that doctors weren't able to heal me for years. And I'm like, whoa, okay. Like, if I can start healing myself, I can start helping other people heal as well. I'm a kind of person that if I like something, I go deep head in it. Like, I study all of it all the time. And I started studying the law of attraction, meditation, breath work, EFT tapping, like all of these different tools that I use now with most of my clients. And it's like, okay, like I can help other people with this as well. I've been able to help myself. I can help other people with this as well. Like, it's time for that. And then one thing led to another. So plant medicine started calling me. And once plant medicine started calling me, Medizin was calling me. Not only was it plant medicines, but Medizin was calling me at the same time. And that just opened up a whole nother world of what I'm doing now. So I came to Medizin. I participated in my first ayahuasca ceremony and then just started learning about the plant medicines. I actually just came back from the jungle studying plant medicines for 2 months, living in the jungle, like no internet, completely disconnected. It was one of the most incredible things ever. But that's a little bit of my story in a quick 5-minute snippet.
What a journey. Thank you for sharing all of that. I mean, I can not even imagine, honestly, what you had to go through. And, you know, it's so interesting. I just had another podcast recording earlier today, and it was also with a long-term nomad. And we were touching more on entrepreneurship, but I was asking him a little bit about spirituality. He's been a nomad for decades. And it was really interesting, his perspective. It sounds like you have experienced something similar, where once he left Western culture, he realized that there are some things that, you know, government, corporations, it's not to our benefit to know and understand the law of attraction and a million other things that I'm sure you could list and would be a much more of an expert than I would be. But I'm curious, what is your take and your perspective on this? Having actually lived it and then having experiences abroad in other countries that have brought you so much closer to spirituality outside of the Western culture.
Yeah, I really believe that the Western culture, like one, big pharma runs America, Canada. That's like the biggest money maker. So they're always going to try to give you, instead of like getting into the root cause of what is wrong with someone, they're going to give you a bunch of pills and they're like, oh, take this. You're going to have to take this for the rest of your life, pretty much, but it'll make you better, quote unquote, which is not true at all. You can pretty much heal yourself from anything. One, if you have the belief that goes into law of attraction. Two, like actually energetics heal. Your body is meant to heal. Your body is medicine. Plants are medicine. The way that you eat can heal you. A lot of the problems go down to like what you're eating, like getting into like the Ayurvedic stuff, like a lot of it comes down to your diet. If what's wrong with you, like I had IBS, I had stuff that like I couldn't hold down any food that I was eating, and it all came down to like me having stress, me having anxiety. That's all that it was. My body was holding all of this like junk in my DNA, but it was all fixed with eating better foods. And then they put like GMOs in our foods and all of this stuff in the Western world. But yes, they want you to just keep spending money. That's what the Western world is doing. They just want you to spend money. But if we take a step back of that and start really learning and paying attention to like, okay, my body can heal itself. Okay, natural organic foods can help me. Okay, maybe if I have this belief, maybe if I start adding meditation, prayer, law of attraction stuff into my daily routines, my life actually can start getting better. So it's that, like, I definitely believe that they're trying to, like, program you and that, like, they're just there to get your money pretty much. But let's take a step back and really focus on internally on ourselves.
Yeah, I love you sharing that. I love hearing it from your firsthand perspective of being in the Western world, but then also removing yourself from that and seeing that there is another side to that. So now I want to talk about just there, not high level, but kind of on a beginner level. If somebody is getting into the world of spirituality, and a lot of my audience, they are digital nomads, they're wanting to become nomadic and they're wanting to build something of their own in an area that they're passionate about. How does spirituality come into play with that? And how did that look for your journey in order to bring you to success?
Yeah. So I really believe, like, if you're looking for something, you don't really have to look for it. It's going to come to you in one way or another. Get yourself plugged into communities. There's communities for absolutely everything. There's communities for spirituality. For example, I live in Medellin right now, and we have a no joke, like 30, 40 WhatsApp groups for absolutely every interest. There's a WhatsApp group for foodies, a WhatsApp group for dancing, a WhatsApp group for like arts and crafts. There's a WhatsApp group for spirituality, a WhatsApp group for hiking, for absolutely anything that you might be interested in. There is a WhatsApp group for that. Wherever you are as a digital nomad, I know Thailand has similar stuff. I've lived in Spain. I've lived multiple places that have similar stuff. Facebook groups are incredible as well. Just start plugging yourself into those communities and say, okay, I'm interested in maybe going on a hike. Like maybe that is my introduction to spirituality, going on a hike and being in nature. Nature is very, very healing. And that's one of the ways that I love connecting to my spirituality. Okay. Post into this Facebook group, this WhatsApp group. Hey, I'm looking to go on a hike. Does anyone want to come with me? While you're on the hike, maybe you take some mushrooms, hey? Maybe talk about expanded consciousness. Maybe do a little 5-minute group meditation or something. Like it doesn't, like when people get into spirituality, like you don't have to put on a turban and go to like the mountains in Asia far, far away and like go om for hours. Like you don't have to do that. Start simple. Like maybe it's a little hike. Maybe it's a little 5-minute meditation. Maybe it's just like connecting to your breath by yourself. And I'm a true, true believer that like the universe, God has a much bigger plan than we do, and they know much better than we do. So if you just put the intention out there, I want to connect with a community of like-minded people, the right people will start showing up into your life.
I love that. I also travel quite a bit. It sounds like you do as well. And it can be challenging, I feel like, especially we will sometimes short-term travel to find a community. But when you really are somewhere longer term, I would say like minimum a few months, you can really start to build out a community and know the places and the people. So I love that you have done that in Colombia. Now you have mentioned ayahuasca, you've mentioned mushrooms, and I want to dive into this a little bit more. I have not, you know, anything that is like mind altering, I think other than alcohol for me, kind of, I like to be in control, but I'm curious your perspective and what that has really helped you achieve in your business. I'm curious how that has moved you forward in your business, but also in your personal growth and spirituality. Like I said, something I've never done before. So I'm super curious your take on this.
Yeah, I'm happy to share. So ayahuasca is hands down my medicine. I am officially an ayahuasca facilitator now. That's what I was doing in the jungle. I was spending 2 months there learning how to facilitate so I can serve the medicine, permission from a shaman in the jungle so that I can facilitate and serve the medicine. I also facilitate the psilocybin ceremonies as well as several other plant medicines as well. It is hands down the biggest catalyst to my growth. And that is someone who I also don't like being like losing control. I had an alcohol problem. I was addicted to alcohol for a long time. I am now sober from alcohol. Not saying that I'll never drink alcohol again. It's just my body's asking me not to. I haven't drank alcohol in like 6 months and I am so happy with that. My body just doesn't want that. And but psychedelics. So psychedelics, I like saying it's like pulling you out of your consciousness and giving you like a third person view on what it is that you need, like something that you wouldn't be able to view yourself as a human, like pulling you out of your consciousness. And it's like, okay, how can I look at this in a different perspective that I never imagined before? Really good for healing, really good for like getting to that next step or doing whatever, pretty much. Really good for all of that. Ayahuasca hands down is the biggest catalyst to my growth. I am the person that I am today because of ayahuasca. It's completely changed my life, completely changed the trajectory of my life and who I am and how I run my business and how I am as a person. it used to be, so the first few times that I drank, it was like all of the big problems, all of the traumas, all of the stuff that I needed to like really deal with. I've drank ayahuasca over 100 times now. And everyone's like, why do you keep going back? Like, aren't you all like fully healed already? Like, well, yes, but now it's like the little shifts in life. And it's a great reflection of like my day-to-day life. Okay, how can I stay in meditation a minute longer? How can I hold my breath just 20 seconds longer? How can I stay in this ice bath like 30 seconds longer? Those 30 seconds, it's so painful. But those are just the subtle shifts that make you a better person. And with business, sometimes I go in, okay, how can I be a better mentor? How can I be a better sister sometimes? How can I lead my clients better? Okay, I have this problem with my business right now. I can't see it. I need that outside perspective to pull me out of my consciousness so I can see it from a different perspective.
The only way this show grows is if you share the episodes you love and your key takeaways. If you've been loving this show, hit subscribe and leave a 5-star review with your favorite takeaways. We appreciate you, and let's get back into the episode.
Wow, that's a really interesting perspective. Thank you for sharing that. So it sounds like it gives you another perspective, almost like a mentor in a sense. And it makes you think differently because, I mean, you don't know what you don't know. You know, how are you going to think differently unless you have a different experience? That's really interesting. Can you share a specific example, a specific time, what that looked like when you had a moment of clarity where you were like, oh my gosh, this is so clear to me now. But if you weren't in that state, potentially it wouldn't have been.
Yeah. So I'll share about my first ayahuasca trip because my intention going into it was clarity. I wanted to heal, step around my father, like feeling robbed, what I was saying in the beginning, like feeling robbed of that childhood. And I just had so much resentment for him on top of other things that he did to me throughout my entire life. I just wanted clarity. And that's something that like I held so much anger in my heart for him. I resented him for a long time. I didn't talk to my father for 5 years because I just had so much anger and hate towards him. And in ceremony, so ayahuasca takes me to this vision of when I'm an infant, like baby cradling me, baby. And my great grandmother is holding me like in a cradle, cradling me. And she's like, whatever happens to this child, I know she is going to be okay. Yes, there's going to be hard things that happen, but I know she's going to be okay. And then it takes me to a vision of my father's childhood. Stuff that happened in my father's childhood that I had no idea about, but I talked to him later and it was all true. Of why he treated me the way that he treated me, because the way that his father treated him was similar or something along the lines of like, okay, he went through this in his life. This is why he did the things to me in my life. And I had no idea about any of this. Like, I just absolutely no idea. And so like, it gave me that perspective from his point of view that allowed me to connect the dark dots and have just so much compassion and love in my heart and forgiveness for him, because he was only doing the best that he could. His father did stuff to him. His mother did stuff to him. He didn't know any better. My mom was 19 years old when she had me. My dad was 22. Like, they had no idea. Like, they were children pretty much. I can't imagine now, like, I'm 33 years old. I can't imagine having like a 10-year-old right now. Oh my goodness. But they were doing the best that they could at that age. It gave me a completely different perspective that allowed me to heal, that allowed me to forgive, that allowed me to find that compassion in my heart for him. And then I talked to him afterwards, closed the loop. And he's like, yeah, that happened. How did you know about that? I'm like, don't even ask. You're not going to like it. But it allowed me to close that loop and just have that forgiveness in my heart.
Wow, that's so crazy. And you know, if you had have told me that story probably only a year or less ago, I would have been like, that is some crazy shit. And like, I just didn't believe that there was something higher, you know, without having a conversation with him that you could really see into that. But now, as I said, you know, I'm learning more about it. I'm leaning more into it. So I still find that really mind-blowing, but that's such an interesting experience. So I want to talk now. You have some best-selling books, but you have one specific to women and wealth. So I want to talk about this, and I'm sure money and building wealth and generational wealth is something that a lot of people and clients probably come to you for. What are some tools and practices that women and all entrepreneurs in general can use in order to, whether it be have a better money mindset, to build more generational wealth for their family, to continue to grow and scale their business? I know this is something, obviously, look at all of your accolades and accomplishment that you have done and that you have used in practice. So I want to hear it from the source. I want to hear it from you. What are some of the tools and resources that you have used for your success?
Ayahuasca, going back to my hands down, number one catalyst to my growth. But something more simple where you don't have to travel to Colombia, take a mind altering like psychedelic, because it's not for everyone. Please do not, after listening to this podcast, like sign up for the next ayahuasca retreat. It is not for everyone. But something simple, one of my favorite techniques is called EFT tapping. So it's emotional freedom technique. And we all have meridian points going down our bodies, similar to acupuncture points. But instead of acupuncture using needles, we're using our fingers to tap on these different body parts, on these different meridians. And what it does is it releases energy and moves energy in our body. It's really good for manifesting. It's really good for reprogramming our minds, reprogramming our beliefs, starting with like all of the negative beliefs, because those negative beliefs around money could be money doesn't grow on trees, or I'm not worthy, I'm not deserving, I have fear of success, fear of failure, whatever they might be, starting with those negative beliefs and then ending with a positive belief, and really just reprogramming your body and your system in order to step into those positive beliefs. It's super, super simple. Feel free to reach out to me if you want like a deeper in-depth. I actually have a ton of EFT tapping videos on my YouTube channel that are totally free to you guys. Just look me up on YouTube, and there's a tons of ones around money specifically. So go to YouTube. There's tons of them out there.
Cool. Love that. That'll be linked below for sure. I need to know, in having this conversation, what is one of the craziest, biggest things that you have manifested? Or anybody who is listening who was probably like the old me, and I'm sure that there will be some, especially because we talk about very hard, concrete things on this podcast. So this is a very different side of things that's really interesting. And I personally believe you need to have this side in order to have success. But I would love to hear your side of things and what are one or a few of those amazing things that you have manifested.
My entire life is a big manifestation. I've manifested 100K in 40 days. I've manifested 5 New York Times Square billboards where 80-foot Anya was like all over New York Times Square billboards. Like that was amazing. Multiple trips, partners that I was just so in tune with. Just beautiful opportunities. So many things. Like as long as your mind can think it, you can manifest it and like dream wild. You can have it all.
Would you say that's one of the biggest things that you see is people not dreaming big enough and really keeping in the confines of what they know or what they think could maybe be possible, but they're not really achieving what they want in life or manifesting what they truly, maybe they don't even realize that they wanted in life because they just don't think big enough and they don't think that's possible.
It's keeping them small. And I mean, I've done it so many times. And like, you can only manifest like up to the container that you can think. So like, if you have an infinite container of like, okay, big enough, like I can have this and I can have this and I can have this. Yes, all of it is possible because if you can think it, you can literally have it. So think bigger, dream bigger, like allow your mind to go wild and like the universe, God has a much bigger plan than you can ever imagine. Just keep dreaming bigger.
Okay. So my last question for you, and I don't know if you'll be able to answer this question in full because there's so much that goes into it, but I know Dr. Joe Dispenza talks quite a bit about this, but I'm curious, as I think quite a few listeners will be as well, some of the science behind it. You know, it sounds very woo-woo and like think it and believe it and it will come to you. But what is the actual science behind manifestation and the law of attraction. Is that something that you can speak to a little bit?
So I don't know the full science between like manifestation. Abraham Hicks is really good at explaining that. So YouTube, Abraham Hicks, YouTube, Joe Dispenza. I am not a scientist, so I can't fully explain all of that. But it is pretty much a magnet, quantum physics. Like the world is a magnet. Everything revolves on being photons and neurons, and we are attracting everything. If we can think it, that is the photon out in space over there somewhere, like roaming around, and we are calling it in because our bodies are physical magnets. So we are pulling it. And the second that we start thinking, okay, we can have it, that's you pulling it. And then once you start thinking, okay, I can't have it, that's the repelling of it. Again, I'm not a scientist. Go on YouTube, get into quantum physics. All of that is a much deeper explanation than I can probably do. It's just this.
Yeah, no, I definitely didn't expect you to know all the science behind it, but that is interesting, kind of on just a very standard level of what that looks like and how the universe actually attracts that to you. Really interesting. Okay, so there's so much more that we could touch on in this conversation, but I want to open it up to you. Is there something, whether it's for spirituality, entrepreneurship, travel, that is important within this conversation that we have not touched on yet?
Yeah, if anything, so there's tons of tools out there, and I've talked about multiple tools already, EFT tapping, breath work, psychedelics. There's tons of stuff out there. Really do your due diligence and really start paying attention to what calls you, because there's so many tools. Not everything is for everyone. Spirituality and personal development isn't a one size fits all. What works for one person doesn't work for everyone. So really start paying attention to what calls you and start going into those things. Okay, maybe breath, this thing breath work calls you. Okay, let's dive into that. Maybe you do breath work for 2 months and you're like, no, that's not my thing. Maybe EFT tapping is for me. Who knows? Try it all and really see what works for you, because not a one size fits all for this work that we're doing on this planet.
Yeah, I love that you bring that up, because I think that's so important. Even just me, like dipping my toes in this world as of recent, there are so, you know, there's tapping and there's meditation, and then I guess, you know, there's psychedelics and there's a million other things that I'm not mentioning within this, but it's like, it can seem very overwhelming. It's like you have to do everything and you have to be spending 24 hours a day. And it's like, well, how am I going to have time to live my life and run my business? So I think that is really an important key as well, is that maybe everything is not for every person, but it's kind of like, you know, personal finance, personal development is personal. And you have to figure out what really works best for you, I guess, through trial and error. Is that really the best way?
Trial and error, they're all tools. They all have a place and time, but they're not all for everyone. Just try what works for you.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you so much. This has been very enlightening. Where can people find you online?
Thank you so much, Nicole. So I am pretty much everywhere on social media at Anya Halama, and then my website, AnyaHalama.com as well.
Amazing. And everything is linked below. Anya, thank you so much for being here today.
You've just listened to the Work, Wealth, and Travel podcast. If anything from this episode resonated with you, I would appreciate if you share this podcast on your socials. And of course, be sure to tag me. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you for joining me on this global citizen journey, and I'll see you in the next episode.